USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. will know and report if China secretly offers support to Russia to help President Putin carry out his invasion of Ukraine. That's according to Democratic Senator from Illinois, Dick Durbin. Durbin adding China's president needs to decide his place in history and China's place in the world. Russia claims it has deployed hypersonic missiles in its attacks against Ukraine. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin weighs in on the usage of such a weapon and what he thinks it really means regarding Russian President Vladimir Putin's apparent strategy.
I would not see it as a game changer. I think, again, the reason that he's resorting to using these types of weapons is because he's trying to reestablish some momentum.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh fruits. Food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, the world is continuing to see its consequences.
Russia's war has created a humanitarian crisis. The United Nations is reporting that more than 3.1 million refugees have fled Ukraine since Russia launched its unprovoked invasion. The UN Refugee Agency has labeled the exodus the fastest growing refugee crisis in Europe since Hitler started World War II. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate confirmation hearings begin Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. The federal judge was picked by President Biden to fill the seat last vacated by Justice Stephen Breyer, who retires this summer. The president using race as the main factor in choosing Brown Jackson, who, if confirmed, will become the first black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. The hearing's expected to last 4 days. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Six people are injured after a sheriff's helicopter crashed near Los Angeles. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department saying the crash took place shortly before 5 p.m. Saturday near the San Gabriel Dam and in the mountains just north of L.A. All six occupants are being hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. The crash is under investigation. The search for answers continues regarding the origins of COVID-19.
Democratic lawmakers are still blocking the American public from finding out exactly where and how COVID-19 was originated. Republican senators such as Dr. Rand Paul from Kentucky and Susan Collins from Maine want to know more.
I believe the administration has not been forthcoming with what it has found out in connection with the lab in China. The most likely explanation is an accidental release from this lab, and I think the American people deserve to know that.
From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
The Cinderella run continues for St. Peter's in the NCAA tournament. The 15-seeded Peacocks advanced to the Sweet 16 for the first time with a 70-60 win against Murray State Saturday night. The tiny Jesuit school from New Jersey never trailed and snapped Murray State's 21-game winning streak. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.